poll, Nevada Republicans Joe Lombardo. Adam Laxalt lead Democrat opponents ahead of midterms. By Catherine Hamilton on October 3, 2022. Republicans are leading down ticket in swing state Nevada with less than 40 days until the November midterm elections. In two of the nation's highest profile races, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo continues to narrowly lead incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak, D, as does former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt in the race to snag vulnerable Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's DNV seat. A new Nevada independent/O Predictive Insights poll shows Lombardo leading Sisolak 45% to 42% and Laxalt leading Cortez Masto 45% to 43%. Both leads are within the survey's plus or minus 3.6% margin of error and follow other recent polling showing the GOP candidates closely leading their blue opponents. The poll surveyed 741 likely Nevada voters between September 20 to 29. Likely Silver State voters have a less favorable view of Sisolak than Lombardo, with 55% viewing him unfavorably compared to 43% who have a good opinion of him. Lombardo is viewed favorably by 45% of poll respondents and viewed unfavorably by 48%. The results come after a late September poll from Trafalgar Group showing Lombardo 3 points ahead and an early The Hill/Emerson poll revealing them tied. August polling from Fabrizio/Anzalone and Trafalgar Group each showed Lombardo with a 2-point lead. Real Clear Politics, RCP, which ranks the race a toss-up and a GOP pickup, gives Lombardo a 1.5-point average lead. In the Nevada U.S. Senate race, the continuing unpopularity of President Joe Biden is complicating the political environment for Cortez Masto. The report states, noting that Nevadans have a worse opinion of Biden than the national average tracked by 538, 42%. OPIE's survey results show Biden's Nevada numbers just under that mark, with 41% of respondents giving a favorable view of the president. His unfavorables remain much higher than the national average, 57% in Nevada compared to 52% nationally, the Nevada Independent reported. Republicans have sought to tie Cortez Masto to the White House throughout the campaign, with Laxalt often referring to her in recent months as a rubber-stamp senator. Still, the OPIE survey showed Cortez Masto with stronger favorable numbers than Biden. If still underwater, 45% favorable to 52% unfavorable, the report continued. The race between Cortez Masto and Laxalt is even closer in the state's population centers. Cortez Masto is leading 45 to 44% in Clark County, which includes Las Vegas and accounts for roughly 70% of the state's population, and they are tied 43 to 43 in Washoe County. However, Laxalt has a huge lead in rural counties, leading Cortez Masto 56% to 27%. The state's other races are also looking more favorable for GOP candidates. Republican Segal Chadha is leading the incumbent Democrat Aaron Ford in the state attorney general race 39 to 37%, and Republican Jim Marchant is leading Democrat Cisco Aguilar 39% to 31% in the race for Secretary of State. Biden's floundering economy appears to be voters' biggest motivator ahead of the midterms, with 35% of those polled identifying the economy and jobs as a top issue. Education follows at 18%, healthcare at 12%, something not listed at 12%, and immigration at 11%. The report noted that abortion, a key issue to Democrats' campaigns, was not listed among the issues. Disclosure, Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News.